little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Hello, Doctor. I've come in because I've just noticed that I have been having some trouble when I've been at the toilet recently, and it has got me a bit worried.
So this is a scenario taken from a presentation from a patient who's worried about possible bowel cancer. These are largely bowel symptoms that are presented. And rather than me suggest that I'm going to start by asking you open questions, which is what you do in the normal GP consultation, we're actually now going to focus on what do you want to make sure that you don't miss out. So if it doesn't come up spontaneously in the way that you would go around asking a patient a question about their symptoms, these are the ones that you probably shouldn't be missing. So I'm just going to give you the red flag questions to go with potential bowel cancer. So first of all, you need to know, have you noticed any change in your bowel habit? How has your weight been? So I wouldn't ask, have you lost any weight? I would actually be more general than that, and I would ask them, be looking for weight changes. Has there been any blood in your stool? Or is there a family history of this sort of thing in your family? Bowel problems non-specifically, or potentially bowel cancer, if you need to nudge the patient in that direction. So perhaps you could give me a little bit of more detail around a potential presentation using these examples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think I've noticed that some days more than others that I'm having a bit of diarrhea. Well, not quite diarrhea, probably just going to the toilet more frequently. But then other weeks, it can be completely the opposite. It is putting me off my food a bit because I am a bit bloated and uncomfortable on the weeks where I can't get to the toilet properly.
So you felt that possibly you might have irritable bowel syndrome. I guess at your sort of age, and I'm going to change your age for the sake of the listening audience, Tamsin, you're well under 50, but in this scenario, you're actually going to be over 50. And you just need to be a bit cautious about presentations of possible irritable bowel in that age group over the age of 50. So you probably would suggest to a patient with new symptoms of irritable bowel over the age of 50 that perhaps you'd be wanting to look inside the bowel with a camera and probably do a blood test to make sure that they're not anemic. And depending on the symptoms that they're presenting and with, so for a lady over the age of 50 who's got symptoms related to bloating in the lower tummy, particularly if they're persistent bloating, then probably you would want to do a SAA125 as part of your initial screening tests. So those might be potentially new presenting symptoms that might be irritable bowel, but again, potentially with that age group, we might be thinking about bowel cancer. So in the first instance, some screening investigations. But when the patient leaves the room, we're then going to give them some safety netting information just to make sure that they do come back if they do have any other symptoms presenting. So you don't have any worrying features in your story at the moment, but if your stools are persistently looser than usual beyond 4 to 6 weeks, or if you have persistent bleeding, we really do need to investigate these sorts of symptoms further. If you're losing weight without trying, I'd also be concerned. So you're highlighting the symptoms that you mentioned earlier when you were talking about red flags, but putting it in a format that actually is more accessible to them to remind them on. And then you might want to check their level of understanding. So if we've got time to do so, perhaps you could remind me what those worrying symptoms might be.
Yes, Doctor. Well, you have mentioned it's worrying if my bowels are persistently different to their normal for over sort of 4 weeks or so. And you have mentioned that it's important to report any change in my weight or any blood in the toilet.
Brilliant. Okay. So what's the plan of action from today?
So the plan of action from today is I'm going to monitor how things go. I think you recommended that I get referred for a camera test, and I'm going to book a bloods test.
Great.
And I presume you'll let me know if there's a problem with the blood tests. But other than that, I'm just going to monitor how my symptoms go, like you've mentioned.
Okay. So if you could book in on your way out today to have a blood test, we'll check that you're not anemic. We'll also do a screening test to make sure that there's nothing suggesting that you have ovarian cancer as well. So we'll do both of those tests. Please do phone for the results of those in a week's time. Please don't rely on me to call, although probably I would call. And I think probably with the symptoms that you're describing, it probably would be a good idea if these symptoms continue to arrange for a camera test. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, that's okay, doctor. I'm quite happy with that.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.